moments of melody time again. 5 minutes to help you begin your day with a song. Here are some words from Jerry Kindle, Major League Baseball player. As a teenager, I chose athletics as my God. Although I didn't fall on my knees each day before a carved image of a baseball player, I might just as well have, because baseball occupied the very throne of my life. Near the end of my junior year in high school, I removed baseball from the throne of my life and replaced it with the only person who is worthy of our worship and trust, Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. I accepted by faith what He accomplished when He died on the cross nearly 2,000 years ago. He paid the penalty for my sin and enabled me to be restored to that perfect relationship with God that had been broken by sin. It is impossible for us to earn the right to be once again reunited with God as His children. Rather, this right is offered to us as a gift if we believe in Jesus Christ and accept Him as the Savior and Lord of our life. This is Christianity, not a religion, not a church, but a relationship with Jesus Christ that restores the shine, vitality, and meaning of life. As many as received Him, Christ, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John 1:12. St. Augustine said, "Thou hast made us for Thyself, O God, and restless are our hearts until they rest in Thee." May I recommend Jesus Christ to you. Those are the words of Jerry Kindle, Major League Baseball player.
Every star that makes our darkness bright, He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He still finds the time to hear a child's first prayer. Saint or sinner, call and always find Him there. Oh, it makes Him sad to see the way we've lived. He's always ready to forgive.
St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Let there be no sex sin, impurity, or greed among you. Let no one be able to accuse you of any such things. Dirty stories, foul talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, remind each other of God's goodness and be thankful. You can be sure of this. The kingdom of Christ and of God will never belong to anyone who is impure or greedy. For a greedy person is really an idol worshiper. He loves and worships the good things of this life more than God. Let's look at that last verse again. You can be sure of this. The kingdom of Christ and of God will never belong to anyone who is impure or greedy. For a greedy person is really an idol worshiper. He loves and worships the good things of this life more than God. Jerry Kindle said, as a teenager, I chose athletics as my God. What or who is your God?